College of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Joyce Treiman on October 3rd, 1981, at the artist's home in Pacific Palisades. The interviewer is Paul Carlstrom, California Oral History Project. Well, Joyce, we've been discussing already our mutual interest in a particular theme, which I think is an important one within the realist tradition, and that, of course, is the area, stylistic area, in which you've worked yourself persistently, as far as I know, pretty much in an unbroken way, if not from the beginning, certainly over the last years. You're very much, I think, a self-proclaimed realist painter, a painter working within a realist mode. And within this, I think a very important component remains the drawing of the figure, and specifically within a studio context, the life drawing experience. And this is what I'd like to talk about today. It seems that this figurative tradition, again specifically life drawing, has been important and has persisted in American art, despite other fashionable modes, non-objective painting, abstract expressionism, which seem to dominate entirely. Nonetheless, many artists, even those who work sometimes in their exhibition work would be non-objective. They were sort of closet realists, continue to draw from the figures, sometimes meet. And I wonder if you have any ideas why that is, why the persistence of this figuration.
Well, I think one of the reasons probably is that from direct observation, you renew your creative vision by forcing yourself to really see again. I mean, the mind only retains certain number of forms, and if you only rely on that, then you fall into a kind of mannerism.
Repetition?
It becomes a kind of mannered way. And for example, if you doodle, you find that you're repeating your doodles over and over again. So that by a continuing particular observation of things renews the kinds, a whole area of forms and things that you knew were there but hadn't used, and you want to keep your vocabulary kind of expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you then turn it into an abstract thing or not, is you at least have forms that are organic and belong to a strong visual mm-hmm. image. I do think that, I mean, I know that in my own career, I've constantly done that kind of renewal. And I think it's just a vital part of an artist's way of seeing and working.
And
really doing it figuratively. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't mean this kind of goof-off business with forms and, you know, you can also do very cliché draw. I've seen so many people just use the model and not use it and not look at anything. So I wondered to myself, why are they doing this? I mean, they're wasting, they could be home just doodling that kind of thing, you know, without making use of what they're looking at.
Well, let's lay in a little background to set the stage. We don't want to do this time a biographical interview, but on the other hand, I think it's important to place you, and you were, I don't know if you were born in Chicago, but you, I believe, grew
right.
up there and studied there.
I went to the University of Iowa, but I had the mm-hmm. Art Institute of Chicago as a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the kind of art historical training I had as well, along with the studio, there was an insistence of 4 years of...
What did you major
of
in?
Art history. Painting.
In painting, but...
But the studio people were required to take 4 years of art mm-hmm. history at Iowa. And I think you become aware of what the great Western tradition of painting